Photo shoots are not unusual in Paris, but on a recent Friday evening in a building in the center of town, photographers were not pointing their lenses at fashion models or fancy clothes. They crouched down in front of a light box looking at cheese. Pierre-Yves Baudouin bought 10 different kinds of cheese earlier in the day and brought them up to the offices of Wikimedia France, the group that supports projects in France for the Wikimedia Foundation. One of those projects is Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia which claims to gather the sum of human knowledge. Baudouin's been contributing to Wikipedia since 2005. At first, he wrote about what he knew.
I studied economics till the PhD.
Then he shifted into photography.
Especially sports photography.
Over the years, he's identified problems.
We have a problem with the quality of the illustration of Wikipedia.
People tend to photograph things they consider important.
That's Wikipedia contributor Harmonia Amanda. That's her username.
We have many pictures of buildings, but something ordinary. People don't tend to photograph these. And cheese is like that. No one thought to photograph these before.
No one thought about it until Pierre-Yves Baudouin, when he launched a crowdfunding campaign at the end of 2014 looking to raise 5,000 euros for Wiki Cheese. In 38 days, he gathered over 7,000 euros, which went towards buying a camera and the lightbox material so that photographers could take nice photos of French cheeses. Baudouin says existing photos for the 200 or so existing articles on Wikipedia were pretty ugly.
It's difficult to take photo of cheese because most of them are white.
It is technically difficult.
Lionel Allorge, another longtime Wikipedia editor, is one of the cheese photographers.
If you're not careful, you tend to have a picture that is washed out. We put them in a box where there's a lot of light.
And so how do you set it up? You just sort of try to find a good angle?
I try to show what's different in this and that cheese, textures and details.
Wiki Cheese was the first crowdfunding project launched by Wikimedia France. Cheese seemed an obvious subject to start with, says Anne-Laure Prévost, one of the group's 9 employees. And it worked as expected. It got people's attention.
Crowdfunding attracts a community of people who are interested in this topic, who might not be necessarily interested in Wikipedia in the first place.
Cheese attracted foodies, but Prévost is now thinking about how to attract others.
We are trying to encourage women editors.
The overwhelming majority of Wikipedia contributors are men. A 2011 study found that only 9% were women. Prévost says there's the usual problem of women underrepresented in the tech world, but she also points to the ethos of Wikipedia, where editors are asked to be experts.
Women tend to undermine themselves a lot or underestimate themselves a lot. They might think that what they have to say is not relevant enough or not interesting enough.
You can modify this article and we can edit this article and we don't try because we aren't educated to try.
That's Harmonia Amanda again, one of the few female editors. She says new projects like Wikidata, an open source database, will attract more women because they're new. They don't have an existing culture.
It's not easy to be a newbie on Wikipedia. It's easier in a new project and it's more difficult for women in general.
What are your favorite subjects?
Tolkien. I have written many articles about Tolkien. Nothing to do with cheese.
Nothing to do with cheese. But back at the photo shoot, that's the focus.
Livaro, Epoisses, also Irati, which is from the southwest of France, and La Tôme.
And after the photo session, the volunteers got to taste, of course.
I love cheese.
Do you have a favorite kind of cheese?
That's a camembert. Camembert is one of my favorite, yeah.
Sarah Elsis, RFI, Paris.